Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Lindholm Roofing, Next Door and Window, and Baird and Warner Realtor, Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I'm David Hochberg. I am your host. We've got a show packed with that. Can you turn that down? That'll be. You can't control it? Can you do a note to yourself to maybe ask Ernie to cut off 15 seconds? Okay. Ernie, if you're listening, please shorten the intro. Okay, welcome to live radio. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Nothing's made up. Just something. Something frosts me. I got to say something. So there we go. I just get that off my chest. Hang on, Joe. I think I got to turn your microphone on. There you go.
I didn't even know that about you, that you have to say something.
I have to get it off my chest.
I didn't know that.
My therapist says it's good, and I've been at therapy for 40-some years.
Otherwise, you'd explode or
I just, start. Things happen.
Okay.
I internalize it, and my therapist says it's not good. 312-981-7200 is MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're here to help you. The show is here to help you. The show is here to help you. The show is here to help you. With anything that you have, any challenge that you have, we have the heating and air conditioning expert in Rich Dykstra. We have the roofing expert in here, Mike Houston. We have a realtor in here, real estate expert, Jill Van Riet. We have experts up and down our dial that are part of this show. If you have a question, we can connect you with them today. We will get a hold of them, and they will help you today. From flooring to ceiling to enhancing your sealing your basements, to redoing your kitchens, to doing a will, whatever you got, we are here to help. That's what this show is all about. We're here till 1. 312-981-7200. Mr. MegaPros, Joe, would you like to
Dave,
add
we can
something?
Even help you find a job.
We can even help you find a job.
Enhance your career.
If you would like to stop getting unemployment and get a job, we have jobs for you. But first, we start every show with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago. We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Rich Dykstra, this show has been unbelievably successful for Dykstra Home Services because not only on a monetary side, it's also been unbelievably successfully rewarding for you personally because of the number of our listeners that you help. You're here for if they want an air conditioner, a heater, and all that stuff. That's great. But you've helped out listeners that you've never sold anything to. You've actually gone into listeners' homes and analyzed their challenges and gave them advice and left.
Yes, I have. At least a dozen for sure. Other companies have installed the equipment, didn't do it right. We went out there, pointed out what was wrong, told them to call their contractor back and get it fixed for free.
How long have you guys been in business?
96 years.
96. Your father?
Yeah, my grandfather.
Your grandfather?
My grandfather started it in 1926.
Wow.
And then my dad took it over, my brother and I, and now Rich and Jenny are coming in.
Rich and Jenny are coming in. God help us all for that, because we all know Rich. Forget about it.
Yeah.
You know. Jenny, on the other hand.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, you got a chance to make her rich.
Both doing a great job.
They're good. They're both great. And when you're not here and they come in, they do a tremendous job. And they represent your company well.
They do.
And there's price increases coming up. What are you going to be talking about?
We're talking about equipment shortages and price increases. They're getting hit like everybody else.
And what's the main reason for that?
Shortage of material, raw materials, copper, aluminum, and workers. With the unemployment, what they're making on unemployment, they don't want to come back and work.
Okay. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNCoolingGuy.com.
Mike, Houston from Lindholm Roofing. At least once a week, somebody's calling us at on Team Hochberg. Who's a roofing guy? I got this thing. Or we get on WGNDavid.com, there's a button that our listeners could click that sends in a question. Hey, I'm looking for this. I'm looking for, everybody in here has gotten one of those. Hey, I'm looking to buy a home out west. I'm looking to sell a home. I got a roofing problem. What's that roofing guy's name? What is it about this show that that our listeners lock into, in your opinion?
The information that we can give them and share with them and help them. Sometimes, like Rich, for free, just go in and give advice and say what needs to be done or what wasn't done. Other times we go in and we help them out with new purchases or existing issues, or they need a new roof, they need a repair, they need whatever, we help them.
And you've called the show many times, Joe, from the roofs.
From the roof.
From the roof.
I've been on the roof.
Calling in to our show from a listener's roof, hanging over the side of the roof, Joe, looking at caulking or something ridiculous.
Dave, I know. I always think that Mike is more, it's better for the show on a roof.
What are you trying to say, Joe?
You don't have to be in the
studio. I think
studio.
He just said it, Mike.
You should be on a roof somewhere getting your hair blown back.
Maybe next time.
What's left of his hair blown back. And what are you going to be discussing on the show today?
This week we had Olivia from Glenview call in because she was having issues with heat up in the second floor of her home, especially on hot summer days. And we came up with a solution for her.
Okay.
I have one too.
Okay, well, there you go. We both could address that. You both could address that. If our listeners want to reach out during the show or after the show for more information about you and Lindholm Roofing, where do they go?
It's 1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337 or lindholmroofing.com.
Jill Van Riet, Baird & Warner. Out in where's your shop located? Where's the office located?
My office.
Whoops, hang on. For some reason, I got to jack.
Who's in charge here?
I don't know. What's that mic? Is that mic 6? We got to jack it all up. You literally have to scream into that mic, Jill. There you go.
Hello.
Much better. Fire away. Good. Where's your office located?
My office is on Randall Road in Algonquin, right across from Algonquin Commons.
Got it by you, Joe.
Close enough to come and see our whole Mega Pros team yesterday.
You're minutes away. And
so Jill had an introduction with our people, yep, and just how we work best together.
Yes.
And it's exciting.
It is. They have a great group of people over there, and I got to sit in their boardroom and meet everybody, and it was very cool. And, you know, Joe's company is just a few minutes from my office, so it's like perfect because I always have people that need work done. I have somebody right now who needs a bathroom remodel, so it's a great partnership.
Well, that boardroom also doubles as a napping room for Joe. At about 10:30 in the morning, Joe?
No, I don't go in for that.
You just don't leave.
Exactly.
Okay, if our listeners want to reach you, Jill, how do they reach you?
224-772-4086.
And what are you going to be talking about later on in the show?
I'm going to be talking about the crazy real estate market, and if you're interested in selling your house, what you can do that's in your best interest, and if you're a buyer, how you can navigate it, how I can help you.
All right, Mega Pros Joe, Mega Pros Home Improvement.
Here, I just want to point out one thing, Joe. The opportunity for us is to have somebody that we can trust. So we get to a customer's home and say, should I put $100,000 in my kitchen in preparation to sell it? I say, nope. You have to talk to the lady that knows the market in the area to advise that. We don't give that advice because we don't know the market. So we need realtors to do that part for us. That's how you support us.
And also inform our listeners if it makes sense to put a penny into the home that they plan on listing anytime soon and what the return's going
to
be.
But you need to know the current market 100% conditions in that
don't
specific
guess. You
area.
Could save yourself time, money,
yes,
both ways. So, yeah.
All right. We got Buddy in Deerfield, which is right around the corner from me, Jimmy in Palos, and Brenda in Evergreen Park on the line. The phone lines are blowing up. The text line's blowing up. It's the same number. If you got pictures of challenges that you want our experts to look at, it's the same number. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Special shout out to Sammy in the control booth, taking down everybody's names and numbers to make sure that we could follow up with them after the show. We had a little technical challenge last week. Buddy in Deerfield, how are you? Buddy?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Dave.
Buddy.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Dave.
Buddy Deerfield. Okay. It's buddy, 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 buddy. All right. We're going to put Buddy on hold. Jimmy in Palos. How are you? Jimmy in Palos.
Hey, Dave.
Okay. Hang on.
Oh, maybe this is what Lou was going through earlier.
Buddy, how are you? Okay. Why don't you guys come in here and tell me what I'm doing wrong? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
Go to Rich.
So, Rich, what's going on, buddy? So, the prices are going up. Why are the prices going up, and how should our listeners get in front of that so they don't get flattened? Buddy and Jimmy and Brenda, hang tight.
Okay. At the beginning of the year, we'll send out a letter, an old quote letter, stuff we quoted last year. Well, most of the manufacturers usually kick their prices up in January 5%.
Standard. Happens every year.
Every year.
Okay.
Since January, all the major manufacturers have gone up at least 10%. Carriers bumping, they've held out. January or June 1st, they're bumping 6%. So it's something, don't wait. I'm going to wait till it gets a little warmer, you know, to put the thing in. Don't wait. Prices are going up. And like I said earlier, equipment shortages are going to be critical.
So they had a 5% bump in January, another 6% bump coming in June.
In June 1st. Yep.
So,
but your point is do it now.
Do it now. Don't wait because it's going to go up again. I'm confident. I'm looking at our scrap bin. We got a big scrap dumpster.
Sure.
We'd get $250, $300 a month out of the scrap.
That's it?
That's what we used to get. Now it's almost 1,000.
Sure, because copper's up.
Everything's up.
I'm an old scrap guy. Are you stripping it down and taking the condensers, putting it over there and taking the
coils?
Don't
tell David where you're
getting all excited.
Guy.
Wait a minute. Where's the dumpster looking?
Yes,
Hold on. I got a drill set and a couple of wire clippers, buddy.
Yeah.
I could turn that into $4,000 tomorrow.
We just put in security cameras. Because we couldn't read license plate numbers of the guys that were coming at night. One looked just like you.
Well, yeah.
Stripping coils. I don't understand.
I know how to strip an air conditioner, Joe. Jeff Hanlon and I used to strip air conditionings back when we were 12 years old.
We have high school kids coming in for summer work, and that's all they do is strip units.
Yeah, well, I could strip an air conditioner in like 6 minutes.
There you go.
Without question. 312-981-7200. Hold that thought, maybe. Buddy in Deerfield, how are you?
Good, thank you. I have a half bath, a powder room, really, and it's 4.5 by 6.5, so I want to put a shower in it so that it can be considered my second bath in the house. I wonder if you can know a supplier that can sell me a shower enclosure that incorporates a toilet to save space.
So you want a toilet inside the shower?
Yes.
So you want to go? So you want to do your business and then spray yourself down?
Hold on. You see, I'm the home improvement guy.
I'm just trying to get clarification.
All right.
For
so
you.
I do.
Bidet.
Yeah, Joe. Well,
that's funny too. But that sounds like a camper setup almost, right?
Prison,
buddy? Right?
Prison.
I mean, it might be.
Wow, Rich, you're good.
It's the only way. It's the only way to fit it in there.
I would have to understand the dimensions again. How big is the whole room?
4 by 6.
So it's 4.5 by 6.5, yeah.
Sorry, 4.5 by 6. You got an extra 6 inches on each side.
6.
Actually, is this Joe?
Yes, it is.
Actually, your company's been out. We love you. Done other work. But the only way they can really figure to fit it all in is to construct out the wall major improvement that the village doesn't like.
So maybe it is a code restriction then?
Yeah, Deerfield's a major pain in the rear end, by the way.
All right, buddy.
Yeah,
the only thing I can tell you, buddy, is maybe there's an option that we haven't looked at, right? So it seems to me it might be easier to get some kind of sink or... So in other words, if I could shave and brush my teeth in a shower, I don't need another sink, maybe?
Why don't you? That's what I do.
Sure, that's a good idea.
I don't do that. But you know what? But that's what I'm saying. So maybe eliminate the option of a sink. And
sure.
I
don't
but hang
know,
on. Hang
I don't
hang
know
on.
If that's a code restriction.
Jill, selling a house without a sink, is that
no,
a challenge?
Come on, David.
It's not a great look. People might
we're not looking
that.
For a great look here. We're looking for
exactly. functionality.
Right.
You still have the toilet.
Thank
point,
you, buddies. On my side.
Yeah, at this point, only function because, you know, we're really restricted. We need to have a second bath, just a shower down there. And that'd be great. I did check with the village about the toilet thing, and they said, well, I guess so. Sure, if you can find one, that would be no restriction against it. But the toilet or the sink in the shower should be even better, easier.
Well, meaning just a place you could shave and brush your teeth, I'm thinking, right? So I don't need a sure. full sink in there. I could tell you how to right. use the shower as a bathroom, too, but nobody wants to hear that. Yeah. Okay, so.
I do it all the time. Not that, but the other.
Yes, right?
Right, so of course.
What else
water.
Do you need a sink for?
No, Joe? But I'll tell you what. You could put in one of those nozzles, right, that had the two heads on it.
Absolutely.
In the shower.
And a mirror.
Yeah, if the village of Deerfield will allow it.
Well, I'm thinking you don't even ask him. Is this in your basement? But is this in your basement?
You know, from the real estate professional standpoint there, I think we need something that looks like a normal, sort of a normal bathroom, just
for resale value.
Oh, I completely
yeah.
agree.
Yeah. How but long you plan on living in the house, buddy?
Maybe 5 years more.
Okay, the other option is selling this house and buying another house with two bathrooms.
Yeah, but you know... We're yeah. barely getting by on these taxes on Social Security.
You know oh. what, buddy? That's why you should not talk to Mr. Hochberg about home improvement. But, buddy, you know, if you would, I could find out who you were working with. You said somebody from Mega was already working with you on this?
Sure.
All right. So I will meet with them.
Yeah, Jeremy, your son. You ever hear of him?
Yeah, I heard of him.
He's adopted.
I worked with him a lot this week. I'm thinking maybe somebody else. But
he's a good guy.
Maybe I know. I love him. But maybe I could work out something with
him. Yeah, we'll give you a call after the show, and we'll send you some Harvard floor cleaner product or a Mr. Great. Floor cleaning product of
and
your
a mega hoodie How
and a mega
that?
Hoodies and the taxes in Deerfield and Lake County are absolutely. Ridiculous.
We do a lot of work in there.
It's ridiculous. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Oh, we got pictures coming on the text line, Joe. Look at that. People are sending us pictures. Appropriate pictures. Age appropriate picture, please. 312-981-7200. We have another text line for the inappropriate pictures. 312-981-7200. That would be MegaPro Joe's cell phone. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Rich Dykstra a little more about the heating and air conditioning increasing and pricing. And get to Jimmy and Brenda. 312-981-7200. We'll be back after these messages.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com has all of the contact information of every single expert that's on this show. We also have podcasts available there, as well as videos of all of the experts on the show answering your questions. Rich Dykstra, prices are going up. Brenda and Jimmy from Palos, hang on. What should our listeners do to get ahead of these price increases that are all over every single industry? It crosses over into the furniture, into the lumber, into the transportation. Gas prices have gone up. Every single thing have gone up. I'm sure Mike's going to tell us that it's difficult to get roofing materials because we had Jimmy work in here a couple of weeks back. Our builder from Silverthorne Builders telling us that his material costs are going up. Every builder that I talk to that we do construction loans for is telling me it's up 20% to 40% in some cases. Last time Jimmy was in here, I think he said his copper went from something.
So copper's up. I think
crazy.
It doubled, right? Well, you're saying the same thing with your scrap, really?
Yeah.
Rich?
Yeah, the scrap's going up. Rich, I can get you. I know a guy. I know a couple
of
guys.
Okay.
I got guys in the scrap, and that I got guys.
Okay.
I still got guys on the non-ferrous side.
Well, even your used cars are going up in value, right? Right now, Tracy Kahn said how they're buying leasebacks at a premium.
I'm picking up our new car after the show.
Mm-hmm.
I got my wife got $20,000 more for her car than she would have.
Yes.
If today, it's the only reason we're getting a new car is because we were able to get $20,000 more for her SUV that's hotter than hot.
Yes.
It's bananas.
Yes.
So explain how our listeners get ahead, and we got a duck cleaning question here. I know how we, how excited you are about duck cleaning. You can't control yourself.
Duck or duct?
Both. Oh, he does. He cleans a mean duck as well as a duct. So what should our listeners do to get ahead of this?
Get it. Buy your systems as soon as you can. Reason being is there's going to be a shortage. So what that means is that your selection will be cut way down on what kind of equipment you can get, your efficiencies, everything.
But it's Econ 101. It's supply and demand.
Exactly. Exactly. We've got a barn full. We loaded up in January.
Where's that at?
In Crestwood, 13450 South Cicero.
Okay.
Beautiful Crestwood, Illinois.
Are those worth more broken down into scrap, or are they worth more?
No, not yet. No. They're worth more in one piece.
Okay, yes, well, you know, you might want to put some guards on that now that you gave the address out.
I'll tell you what, we are installing
a
lot of guards with air conditioners.
Yeah.
We've had customers call, put in on Monday, called up on Tuesday, just flaming hot. We went there, look, the air conditioner's gone.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to predict what's going to happen right now. Because it happened the last time when I was in the industry in the 90s. Some jamoke is going to jump over a fence of a power box and try to cut a main line and going to fry himself and get shot over the fence. Yep. I'm telling you right now, this is what idiots do. And they started stealing manhole covers.
Yes, I remember that.
Remember, because cast iron was so high.
Yep.
Right. Okay, they started lifting the manhole covers that Nina Foundry up in Nina, Wisconsin makes to cover the manholes because they were picking up those like 150-pound manhole. Cars were going into the manholes and busting their front ends.
Oh, yeah?
This is what's going to happen. You're going to have some knucklehead try to cut through a main line and fry himself, and that's the last piece of copper he or she is going to try to get.
Right.
Because this is what happened the last time copper shot up this high.
Yep. I always wanted manhole covers in my garden, like stepping stones. I think manhole covers are very cool. I wouldn't scrap them.
Great. Durable. They're durable.
Yeah.
They're very durable.
But I'm thinking they're like decorations.
Well, I'll tell you what. I could hook you up with a couple of guys that own a couple of scrap yards that you could go around. You could pick off a couple of manholes already in their yard that have been scrapped out.
I don't know.
I don't need you going on the street with a hook and start lifting the manhole.
And then somebody could fall in it. I always thought that was a bad idea.
All right, Rich, so give us some tips, buddy.
Okay, first thing is get a reputable contractor, Dykstra Home Services, to come out and give you a price. Don't wait until it gets hot. Once it gets hot, all bets are off. Everybody's booked.
Yeah,
solid. You're going to pay more.
Sure.
This is the best time of year to buy.
It's like Roy says, the best time to get your basement fixed is in the winter when nobody's getting their basement fixed.
Exactly.
It's common sense.
Fix it or replace it before it gets hot.
All right, duct cleaning, duct, D-U-C-T. We'll go over the D-U-C-K, duct cleaning tips.
Okay.
Because we know you can clean a mean duck.
That's on the Hunting Channel.
Actually, we're expanding to another hour after the show to talk about cleaning venison and all your kills.
Amazing.
For duck, we're very versatile, Jill.
It seems like it.
Not Jill. Jill's over there. Joe's
but you're looking
there
at me and calling me Jill.
I know, which is fine. 312-981-7200. For duct cleaning, do you use the wire brush system to clean each vent? What does Rich think?
We use a duck whip. It's not a wire brush. It's a whip. It looks like a if you picture an octopus with an air hose in its head, the tentacles beating up against the ductwork. It gets everything off, blows it back to the vacuum.
Okay.
And it gets sucked outside.
Can you bring one in the next time you're on?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
can you
not
have
an actual octopus with something stuck in his head?
And then we can fry it up later.
Oh, okay. God. Here we go. We're going to have the Peter people calling. So what are the what's the benefit around the octopus with the wands out of their heads and the wire cleaning ones that the our texters texting in about?
Wire brush is a lot tougher to get down a ductwork, get down a trunk line. The duct whip's on the end of an air hose, so it's very flexible. It can go down the runs. It can go down the trunk line without any issue at all.
How much is that type of service for our listeners out there interested in doing?
Normally it's $595.
Okay.
WGN listeners, it's a $100 discount.
All right.
$495.
But they have to say they love David Hochberg.
Yeah, I don't have to do it for $100.
No.
Yeah, no, don't get involved in that, Rich. But here, you give them
to get the discount.
You give the people a a camera scope before it and after.
Right, like we show them what it looks like before,
yeah,
and then after.
I think that's so important. You wouldn't believe how many people don't actually clean the ducks.
Oh, tell me about it.
So it's $5.95.
And they get $100 off.
If they say they love David Hochberg.
Right.
Okay. And I'll give you $100 right now, Joe. Say it. Did you love David Hochberg?
I love David. I said that on the way in. I said I love David Hochberg.
No, it's when too late. You blew it. You had to say it right there.
Oh, my God. There was David Hochberg.
For $100? No, it's too late. It was a one-time shot.
I'll do it for $90.
I know you
would. I'll do it for $80.
See, Jill's...
70.
See?
All right, 40. I'll do it for $200 now.
Gas
Jake and the control booth would do it for $1. 312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach you guys at Dr. Home Services for heating and air conditioning and duct cleaning, how do they get a hold of you?
1-800-421-3220. Or WGNCoolingGuy.com.
312-981-7200. Jimmy and Palos, Brenda in Evergreen Park. We're going to pick you up. You guys have been waiting a long time. I was the one that had the technical difficulty in here. We had the wrong phone pod dialed up, which is on me. I apologize to our listeners, especially Jimmy and Brenda, who've been holding very, very patiently. Then we're going to get over to Jill and then over to Mike Houston. And we're
gosh, Roger Badish texted in.
Roger Badish texted in. Huh. Really? Right. What did he say?
Thank you, MegaPro Joe, Dykstra Home Services, and Team Hochberg for helping us with our new Badish home.
Well, the Roger Badish.
Please don't say where it is.
I've got the address, and I've got a Social Security number and his wife. His wife's a sweetheart. Him, right. Not so much. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Brenda Evergreen Park, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for holding on for so long.
Oh, yes. You're welcome. I had an electrical question, but I wondered if I could first ask a super quick question because I've not heard people talk before about the need for workers, and I know of several young adult males that are very smart, even have some mechanical abilities, but for whatever reason, they've had some hardship. One doesn't have a vehicle, no transportation. Is it unheard of for an employer to hire an otherwise well-qualified young man but just has no transportation? Do employers ever
No transportation, like, or no driver's license?
Well, one has lost his driver's license temporarily. The other has no transportation. And so the ironic thing is, how are you ever going to afford a vehicle?
No, I get it.
Nobody. Yeah. So
cart before the horse, horse before the cart. Right.
Yep.
Rich
was shaking his head.
And I'm just going to preface this and throw it to you guys because you guys are hiring, and so is everybody on the show who has a business that needs workers is hiring. Every single expert on the show. Does this individual live in Evergreen Park that can Uber to work or get some public transportation? I mean, is there anything like that? Or are they out in the rural areas that you can't call an Uber and it shows up in 3 hours?
Yeah, those probably actually are options. I think sometimes, like in this case, some of the young adult males don't necessarily want to do that. But that's a good point. I mean, the person themselves maybe need to be more open then to options like that.
Well, here, Brenda, here's a conversation, right? Hey, Junior, you're sitting on your ass, no job. Or you get in the back of an Uber and take you to the job. Which one would you like? Okay, you want to sit there and complain about having no job, or you want to get in the back of an Uber? I mean, it's really not that difficult.
I think to you and me, I mean, I'm a successful businesswoman such as yourself. It makes perfect sense. I think, though, if there's other things going on, especially when you mix in the youthful, you know, the studies are showing now a lot of males, no offense, guys, but don't mature till in their 30s. So you mix in maybe some immaturity and some false perceptions, maybe a little depression, and yeah, what seems perfectly logical. But that's another story. I'll take your advice.
Brenda, let's go back to that point. Richard, yeah. You were shaking your head. What does that say to you?
We absolutely hire people, you know, that don't have transportation. No license is a challenge.
Yes.
Because I can't drive a truck. But we do have a lot of warehouse work that we can hire somebody take somebody on in the warehouse.
Well, but they still have to get there.
Will you allow an Uber up to your front door so this 20-year-old that doesn't want to take an Uber?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
And I am a successful businesswoman.
You are.
As Brenda stated earlier. So
the truth is out.
I know. Yeah. That's all right. I don't want anybody to know. Didn't think I missed that.
But there are positions, at work-at-home positions now.
Yes, there are.
Right? I don't have those. Is there any kind of support in real estate that can be done from home?
Well, yeah. Most of our jobs we can do from home. And everything in the real estate industry, other than when we meet with clients, can
be. But I'm saying for a support person.
Definitely. Right? Absolutely. Everything can be done from home these days. Administrative. It all comes. I was in the staffing industry and the recruiting industry for 20 years prior to real estate. Comes down to your company, and if you're paying a competitive wage, if you're trying to pay what everybody else is paying, you're not going to get any workers. There's a shortage of workers, a serious shortage of willing workers. So you have to be really competitive pay rates if you want.
But everybody is. Everybody is
dying for bodies.
Everybody is raising their packages, their benefits, their future benefits.
Sign-on bonuses.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't think
Mr. Dykstra, would a person call that same 800 number if they wanted to inquire about that type of thing, a job opportunity, with that same 800 number that you were giving out?
Call into the show, okay? Call into the show, okay. And we will get everybody their phone numbers.
Right,
okay?
Well, it's DykstraHomeservices.com
right.
to put an application in.
Right. Or
okay,
they
can I ask? Can I still ask an electrical question?
Sure. No.
Okay.
No. You know what? You've exceeded your questions, Brenda. We're
Time's
done
up.
With you.
I did wait. I'm kidding.
Brenda, what
Brenda, you're interesting. What business are you in?
Yeah, well, what profession are you in, Brenda?
Sounds smart.
Myself?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, what's your business?
I'm a professional nurse. I'm a nurse.
Gotcha.
Okay. Well, hang on, Brenda.
And
hang on.
That's why she cares about people.
I know.
You understand, David?
I got it.
Back off, Brenda.
I know. I'm not. Right. Leave her alone. Hold on. Sammy, Jake, real quick. How old are you?
I am 23 years old.
Have you taken an Uber before?
I've taken multiple Ubers before.
No, I understand, but I'm just saying, these 20-year-olds, there's nothing wrong with getting into an Uber if they don't have a car and have to get.
You're not listening. You're not being empathetic.
I am being empathetic.
I take the train every day.
Sam takes the train. Okay, so Brenda, what's your electrical question?
Okay, just to boil it down, because I know guys stereotypically don't like a whole lot of emotions mixed in, so I'm going to keep it to the facts.
Great.
About 5 months ago, I plugged in a lamp, an older lamp, in an upstairs bedroom, and about 40% of the house just completely went dead. So I thought, okay, maybe it's a circuit breaker. My husband and I have tried that. No luck. I mean, he's a little bit mechanical. So to this day, I mean, I've worked busy night shifts, work, you know, a lot around the Uber. We're super busy. I've got a goal of having somebody look at this, but I need to start out with some idea of what could possibly be wrong. And if this sounds like a really, really major problem, if it maybe.
So, Brenda, I don't understand. Is it still 40% out or?
It is. It is. And so we've rigged up like.
Generator?
And so we just haven't had time to address it, but we've rigged up extension cords.
That's yeah, been
we
trouble.
Have some battery operated.
No. Like Brenda, hang on.
No,
what you're
Brenda,
doing is not good.
But you need a professional out there, Brenda. That you're not describing a good situation.
Rich?
Give us a call, and I'll set you up with an electrician. He'll come out to your house.
But can you just tell me some idea if this sounds very major?
Doesn't sound like a major.
It doesn't sound major at all.
You could have lost a leg. You got different lines coming into your house. You could have lost one of those.
You need a professional look at it.
Rich, are you going to charge Brenda?
No charge.
All right, hang on, Brenda. We're going to take care of you. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Lindholm Roofing, Next Door and Window, and Baird and Warner Realtor Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Jimmy, you've been hanging out for a long, long time. Before we get over to Jill, Jim, how are you?
I'm still breathing.
All right, buddy. Well, welcome to the show, my friend. How can we help you?
First question for you. I own my home free and clear, and it's 8 rooms. I'm looking to get out of it and get into a condo
yep.
within the next year. And is it better for me to just take a short-term adjustable rate mortgage, or is it better to get a HELOC, whichever I get the best rate on? Because the houses here, they're selling before they even put a sign on the property right now.
Okay. Why you need short-term financing if you're going to sell it? What's the reason behind the need for the money?
Well, I have money to buy a new house, but I don't want to use it. I'd rather pay the juice.
Okay.
Than give them my money up front. I'm 75 years old.
God bless you. Okay. I got it.
And it's just I want to get out of here. I'll buy the new house, get out of here. And I've been in here for 23 years, and I need some work.
Okay.
It's easier to do it when there's no, you know, you're not moving furniture and this and that and the other thing.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do, Jimmy. I got another guy by the name of Jim who sent me an email regarding. He's like, haven't called, but I'm struggling. I'm not struggling at all. Life is fine. So I'm going to get to your question, Jim. Are you the Jim that sent me this email, or is it a different Jim?
I didn't send no email.
Okay, no problem.
Logically, a dinosaur.
God, I'm going to answer both your questions at the same time. The guy that sent me the email said this, but you keep saying everyone should have a HELOC. Next time you talk about it on the show, could you slow down a bit? Okay.
I agree.
Yeah, well, guys got to start.
I agree. Right, could you hear
what Jim stay in your lane there, Jimmy Palos, all right? All right, I'm trying to help you here. Learn to listen faster, okay, buddy? All right, here's the deal, Jimmy. How do you get a HELOC? I will introduce you to one of the 3 or 4 bankers we work with to get a home equity line of credit, which is a checkbook against your house. Okay, Jim? Got it?
Okay.
Number two, how much of a HELOC should one get? This is from the email, Jim, not you, Jim. You should take out the largest line of credit that you can afford.
Start with what a HELOC is.
A home equity line of credit okay. is a checkbook against your house.
Right.
So equity in your home.
They give you this money, Dave?
They give you a checkbook. So here, if your home's worth 400 G's, Jimmy, in Palos, right? Because I know you roll large in Palos, okay? And you've got the home paid off, free and clear. I'll get you connected with the bank that will get you a home equity line of credit. My recommendation is you take it to 80% of the value of your house. The reason is you can, if you qualify, get the biggest line of credit you qualify for because you can. You only pay interest on the money, Jimmy. Jimmy emailed Jimmy and Jimmy phoned from Palos when you take the money out of the home equity line of credit, right? You don't pay interest on it until you take the money out. So not maximizing it when you can makes absolutely no sense.
Does this cost me any money?
Doesn't cost you any money at all. As long as you keep it open.
So you're saying I have like an open bank account?
Live rounds of money that you could go in.
I could write a check on it any day.
Any day you want.
It doesn't cost me anything until I use that money.
And there's a yearly service fee that the banks charge between
minimum
$35 to $75 a year, depending upon the bank. Okay? And here's the deal. What's the annual fee? Okay, that's what Jimmy email wanted to know, Jimmy phone caller from Palos. The annual fee is about $35 to $75, depending upon the bank. So what I'm going to do, Jimmy, okay, is this. I'm going to hook you up with a banker that's going to help you get a line of credit on your home in Palos. Is that okay?
Sure, I can. I'm not ready to do nothing right now. I'm going to be in here yet another year.
Doesn't matter. Now's the time to get it done.
Oh, why? Jimmy, that's what Dave's saying, is that you do it now.
When you don't need it.
But it doesn't affect you.
If you do it now, you do it when you don't need it.
The rate at today's rate, or when you take it out?
It's variable. It changes according to the prime interest rate. It's usually tied to the prime interest rate, so you don't lock in any rate. Okay? So there's no reason not to get it now, Jimmy. Okay?
All right.
Make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
You're 75, Jim. At least, you know, live life a little bit. You know, I go get you a Mustang at Joe Cotton Ford for about 35 G's. How about that? We'll go for a ride.
I got new cars already. I don't. My sons are want to fight over the cars.
I'm not saying for your son. You get one now for me.
No, and he doesn't even want his cars anymore.
You want that?
Yeah, I'm saying get a car. Yeah, get like a red with the white stripe.
Who
leave
knows?
It for me.
Jim, maybe you could sell those cars.
He's 82 years old. He's got a Mustang convertible.
Yeah. That's fine. I'm not saying with your kids. Take out the line of credit. Have it ready to go so it's there when you need it. Okay, bud?
Okay.
All right, we're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product, okay?
No, don't do that. You sent me some last year.
All right.
How about a Mega Pros hoodie?
You want a Mega Pros hoodie?
No, I don't wear those. Oh, sure, why not?
Oh, sure.
I had another question for the realtor, though, there.
Yeah, go ahead, for Jill.
Okay, all the things I'm looking at on realtor.com, they're changing out the appliances, putting in stainless. All mine are white, and it's about 10 years old. I don't know if I should just change, when I go to sell this house, if I should change them out, if that's, is that going to improve the sale price? More people want the stainless steel than they do white, seems to be.
Jill?
Well, and you're looking to sell not for a while, though, right?
Correct.
Okay. It's hard to say, you know, down the line what will be important to people then. If it were right now, I would say if they're all matching and in good working order, and white is pretty popular right now for kitchens, I would just keep them if you were selling right now instead of spending the money, because you just don't need to invest any money right now in this market for something like that. But if it's in a few years out, then it would maybe probably be a totally different situation. So you can get my number, and when that time comes, I'd be happy to come out and give you my best advice then.
All right, Jimmy.
Quick question.
Yeah.
And this really ticked me off. I buried my wife this week.
Oh my God. Boy.
Sorry.
And sorry about that, Jimmy.
I came home from the wake.
Yep.
Stuck in my door was a solicitation from a realtor, and it really ticked me off. It's like being a vampire, you know. Somebody dies.
Oh, that's
get
awful.
In there. And the next day I got another one. And I said to the undertaker, I said, are you giving my name and the address out? And he says, no. So I don't know if they figure somebody dies, we're going to get your property real quick.
Jimmy, I'll tell you.
That's actually true. I know a couple of realtors that they're not very successful ones. But they're what you would call ambulance chasers.
No, there's another name. They're a bunch of scumbags.
Yeah, and they literally study and monitor death notices and obituaries and pounce on people that just lost a loved one.
Yeah, well,
they think that they're being of service, but that's extremely tacky and rude and mean, in my opinion.
And heartless.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy, here's the deal.
I was a licensed realtor about when Jimmy Carter was in... and nobody was buying that in the 20% interest, you know.
I hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Jimmy, here's the deal, buddy. You know, that it could have just been a random solicitation as well.
Absolutely.
Right, because the real estate market is blazing hot right now. And
it is here.
What's that?
They're selling the houses before they put a sign on them.
Right. So a lot of realtors in your area, just to defend the realtor, could be just out doing what they call farming and trying to see who is interested in selling because it's such a hot market right now. So I give that realtor or realtors the benefit of the doubt. And then if you find out that they did it because they found out your wife passed away, then you should have words with them, right? Which I know you will.
Then we'll take them out.
And then we'll take them out, Jimmy, okay?
One quick question to you, Dave. I had talked to you before about all these forbearances and everything else. And I thought after the first of the year, now you're saying in October, November, people are going to be getting rid of their homes because they just don't have the money.
Sure, we just talked about that during the break, yeah.
And the last several years, I've bought in several I've bought, and my wife killed me if she heard that, different condominiums I'd rent out or rehab and sell them myself, you know. And,
sure.
And made a dollar or two, so then I put it away. But do you still think there's going to be a glut of these foreclosures and people wanting to get out of their houses at the end of the year?
Here, my professional opinion, we talked about this during the break leading up to the segment here, is that you're having a lot of people that are listening right now, or a lot of homeowners coming off of the foreclosure protection that CARES 2 and CARES 1, CARES Act 1, CARES Act 2 put out there. That is being lifted at the end of the year. The moratorium on evictions is being lifted, I think, at the end of this month, if it hasn't already been lifted. I don't pay attention too much to the rental side of the market. I could tell you this. that the CFPB, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, has put a foot on all of the servicers' throats, stating that they are to do everything in their power to keep homeowners in their homes. Couple that with the fact that there is a lending program that the public doesn't know yet because it's going to be announced and released in June that is coming out that's allowing 80% of the median income, area income, will be able to refinance up to 65% of your debt-to-income ratio. That's typically at 45%. So these servicers and the government is doing everything in their power to keep people in their homes, our listeners in their homes. The challenge that you have is when the forbearance unfreezes and our listeners have to make mortgage payments, the student loan comes on off of forbearance. They have to start making those payments. There is a prediction within the industry on the servicing side and on the lending side that winter is coming, to steal a Rich Dykstra statement that he made a comment from Game of Thrones. A reckoning is coming at the end of the year. My recommendation, three my's, my recommendation is, if you are having challenges and you are in the best real estate market in the history of real estate markets, and I'm talking to a guy that sold property when Jimmy Carter was in office, now is the time to get out of the home and pocket the profits that you have at record real estate markets when you have nine people at your front door trying to get in with offers. Because as soon as it comes off of forbearance and you miss four mortgage payments, you are in foreclosure. They immediately start the legal process to kick you out. They immediately, the servicers and the banks, start adding $20,000 to $30,000 worth of legal fees to your mortgage balance. So if you're having challenges now, dump the damn house. And I got to jump because I'm getting like wrap it up. Jimmy, hang tight. 312-981-7200. I'm passionate about this because I'm seeing it. And I've been telling about it. And we've been talking about it. And you could sit there in the middle of the train tracks and not think that 545 Metro Express is going to miss you. But I'm telling you right now, if you can't make the mortgage payment today and you know you can't make it at the end of the year, it is better for you as a listener to contact a real estate professional. We have them on the show. Sell your house now at the height of the market. Rent a place, retrench, and come back. You will be better off. I've seen people get wiped out that are still working back that got wiped out in 07 through 12. Okay, I'm giving you an option here to get out. 312-9817, and I'm sweating.
Nice job.
God, I need a shower.
Seriously. Give him a clap.
Is it poop sweat coming?
Give him the clap.
I need some Gatorade. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Before we get over to Joel, 847. David, stop yelling. You can make your point in a normal voice. That is my normal voice. Okay?
No, I liked it.
It's passion.
I bet you a lot of people liked it. Who said stop?
Who knows? Listen, I care. I love what I do. I care about this
actually,
audience.
That's the best message you could say is please get off the track. If you see what's coming at you, now you can move.
Yes.
But you won't be able to once that
right
ball starts.
Sit there for another 5 months, miss the mortgage payments.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I love about you, David. Like, you really nail common sense.
Train hits you, it's all over.
If one person listens to you and takes your advice, it's
a win. 312-981-7200.
Jesus or something.
We're born on the same day.
I know, that's why I always think that's funny.
He's a better leader. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, photo line. Mike, I promise we'll get you after the next break, because at the bottom of the hour, we have David Haas calling in with the, we're going to announce the winner of the Easy Step. Jill Van Riet, what the heck's going on with this market? Do you agree or disagree with the statement that I just made?
I agree. I think you know what you're talking about. And I think it seems like it's too good to be true right now for a lot of people in their homes. And that's because it is. This whole notion of just not paying your mortgage for months on end, and then all of a sudden you're supposed to have all of the money all at once and do all the paperwork on time. It's going to create quite a disaster. So I think that there will be, like you said, a huge influx of foreclosures and short sales towards the end of the year. And that's going to be really a weird twist in this already weird market.
Before we hit the break, you sent me a couple. She just had their third baby, their second or third child. What was it?
Valerie and David.
Yeah. Valerie and David. Yeah, it was a third child.
Yes.
He got cut back on his hourly job. in half. He was working 40s. He got back, got cut back to 20. She just got a new job, hourly job at another factory or facility. So she's basically working her tail off after giving birth to their third kid.
Yes.
Wanted to buy a home. Didn't have a lot of savings. Got the CARES Act money, Joe. Okay, I didn't realize how much money was coming back that God, I didn't qualify for. And thank God it's there for the people that needed it.
Yes.
They got CARES 1, paid off a ton of debt. Got CARES 2, helped them buy this home. And we got them into a home. Listen to this. The home appraised for more than what they bought it for. So we went back with Jill's help. I'm like, okay, we got an extra $5,000. I think they bought it for 140. It appraised for 145. I go, Jill, you know they're tight on money. So what we had, what we did, and this is for everybody out there listening, we had the seller increase the sales price by $5,000. And then we said that $5,000 will be for a closing cost credit, which wiped out all of the closing costs. And they used the CARES money for the 3.5% down payment. And Jill got him into a home. And that doesn't happen unless Jill's out there hunting and pecking. And we're not helping that that couple, you know, with the financing. So kudos to you.
Kudos to you.
Was that hard for you to explain on both sides?
Actually not, because this couple in particular, I've known them forever. Their mom is, she was a customer of mine in a different industry.
They trusted you.
Great clients. They're repeat referral clients of mine. Care about them a lot. And they were stuck because of their credit situation. They were stuck prior to me hooking them up with David with the world's worst lender. And they were in a contract for a house that it went so bad because of this lender not doing his due diligence and trying to actually, that they lost the house.
Calling them back.
All of their money.
Couldn't get a call back.
At all. For weeks on end until to the point where it cost the deal. He completely dropped the ball. So they lost several thousand dollars on that.
Yeah.
And then they lost their hope. Like you said, they had just had a baby. This is their first time buying a house. They've been renting from their mom for years. And it was their dream house. And then to lose it 2 weeks before closing because of the lender, it was awful. So David got together with them. And again, it's a hard case. Bad credit, low income, you know, first-time buyers trying to make it work. And he got them approved. And we hustled. And we got them an amazing house.
Yeah.
And got all of their closing costs both of you paid for.
You could coordinate that.
Yeah, $5,000 more on the appraised value. I said, hold off on submitting it. Let's get an addendum with $5,000 higher. Didn't hurt the seller at all. The seller wanted
it was
out.
It was a win-win because the seller got more money, but they didn't, at least on paper.
Sure.
And my people didn't have to come up with the cash. And that's an awesome scenario for first-time buyers on a fixed income.
Yeah.
And it helped the evaluation in that neighborhood.
Yes.
Yes,
it
absolutely.
It increased it 100%. All right, you are listening to Home. And if our listeners want to reach out to you, Jill, the number?
224-772-4086.
Mike Houston, I promise, we're going to talk about roofing. Mike's like, what's going on here?
He's like watching a movie.
I know.
It's kind of cool.
He's like an amateur.
That's what happens when you're last.
It's usually,
They save Joe for last. They save the best for last.
Yeah, and that's why I don't get anything.
312-981-7200 is America Pro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. This is a place where you listen, laugh, and learn, and we care. Like a runner said, be
my little baby. Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. And there you will also find podcasts of previous shows. And you will also find, very exciting, the information of everything that we're doing here, as well as videos of what we have done during the show. We have Erica and Brendan that are cutting up different parts of it. You go to WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook.
They look fantastic.
They are great.
They really, really do. I just don't know who would watch it.
People on the internet.
That's what I'm saying.
Something called the internet, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
It must be true.
It must be true. It's on phones now.
I'm just saying.
312-981-7200. David Haas, Miracle Method, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Dave.
I need the name. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We have a winner, David Haas, owner of Miracle Method. who of the Easy Step that we were collecting names and we had a contest for. Do you want to announce the winner, or would you like me to announce the winner?
I would love for you to announce the winner.
So it's a Southsider there, oh, Rich.
Wow.
Is it Palos? Is Palos correct?
Palos.
Palos. I'm Palos. Sorry. I was critiqued earlier.
Palos. It's somebody Palos.
When somebody called me from Palos. Mm. It's Palos?
Palos. Just
Palos?
Palos, right.
There's the no winner line. Resides in Palos Heights.
There you go.
And the winner's name ends with an R and begins with a D. Am I boring everybody?
Rich Dykstra.
Rich Dykstra.
I like the dramatic.
You like that? No, it's not Rich Dykstra.
Oh, okay.
Diane Reynolds of Palos Heights
there you go.
Is the proud winner of the Miracle Method Easy Step. And we tried to call Diane, but she's up in the middle of no place in Wisconsin and has bad service, cell service. So, Dave, what's going to happen is you're going to contact Diane, set up a time to get in her house, do the installation of the Easy Step, take videos of it, correct?
Yep.
And then we're going to have Diane call into the show the next time you're on to talk about how wonderful of a product it is. How's that?
I think it's great, and we are so excited to do it. I'm happy to have a winner. We had over 100 entries, and just a really, really good time over the last few weeks talking about it. Thank you so much.
Well, and Dave brought it down, Joe. He brought an entire miracle.
Dave, I was here.
I know.
So the people could see it on the radio. That was brilliant, Dave. But here, Dave, I do want to mention that you work with so many mega customers on your finishes. You're finishing cabinets for us. You're finishing, you can do those whole tub walls. Right?
Yep.
So I get it that we're doing the step thing right now, but the services that Miracle, what is his name?
Miracle Method.
Which is kind of corny, but... what I'm saying is you guys do help so many mega customers with the finishing of the bathtubs, the finishing of the bath walls, and the finishing of the cabinets, which is a huge tool. You've seen it, Dave.
Absolutely. So special shout out and congratulations to Home Sweet Home Chicago listener Diane Reynolds of Palos Heights in the South Side. And you're going to contact her and set it up, right, Dave?
I will take care of everything. And I wanted to tell you guys, too, that I am calling from our Miracle Method headquarters. So I do have good service, but I am in Colorado Springs. It's beautiful here. I always miss Chicago when we're away, but I'm looking at some beautiful mountains, and I hope all the listeners are having a good day, too.
If our listeners want to reach out to you and your team while you're holding down the fort in Colorado, what's the best number and website they should call?
Yeah, we are still running. Please visit miraclemethod.com/Chicago, or you can call 630-832-2250, and we'll talk about cabinets and tubs and tile, and then of course we have these bathroom safety products.
All right,
thank
buddy.
You so much for listening.
Enjoy your trip, my
thanks,
friend.
Dave.
Special shout out to my psychiatrist, Carol. She's listening right now. I got a text message. You are very passionate about your work, and she sent a flower, which I don't know what that means.
Do you feel peaceful?
I got a gold star for my shrink.
I don't know if
that's pretty good, Joe.
I don't know if I were you, if I would want my psychiatrist listening to me on the radio.
Well, she said I was passionate.
I know. Well, that could be a compliment.
Isn't all that stuff supposed to be private anyway?
Yes.
Who's that?
Isn't there some HIPPO law that you live by?
HIPPO?
I know.
What are you trying to say?
Exactly.
You trying to say I'm big?
No, I'm just saying I thought HIPPO was funny.
Saying God bless your therapist.
What are you trying to say, Joe? Just say it.
I'm just saying we're all thankful for your therapist.
Could you imagine him without a therapist, Joe?
You got anything else you want to join in here, Joe?
Nope, that's it.
All right, thanks for sharing. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago at AM 720. WGN, phone line, text line, photo line, Mega Pros, call, text, and photo. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago at AM 720. WGN.
Spend my time so foolish.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. That's MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. Photo line. Call, text, and photo line.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
All right. That's good. Mm-hmm. Joe's going to come in there during the break and smack somebody. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. For all of our contact information, I got a cry, smiley face crying that she's laughing. My shrink's never been talked about on the air. And Joe Brand, let me tell you, just be ready when I jump in to your sports cast. Not going to tell you when, not going to tell you where. It's just going to come in, White Sox 5, something. It's going to be, hey, Joe, How's your shrink going? Okay, I'm just letting you know. Just be ready for it, Joe Brand. You don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen, and I'm just going to have some fun with it.
And this is going to be different. How? What differently are you going to be doing?
Like, what? Why should this night be different than any other night?
What did you just say?
I talked Hebrew on it's Passover. Why should
when you read your MLS?
MLS 112-4061.
Isn't that Hebrew?
That's a higher religion.
Much higher power.
That's the CFPB. They've got more power than God. Yeah. So just be ready, Joe. 312-981-7200. You wanted to finish up on something about the market, Jill, because your parents are listening right now.
My parents are listening.
What are their names?
Fred and Kathy Van Riet.
How long have they been married?
Oh, like 50 years or something crazy like that.
And if we asked your mom how many years have been happily, what would she say?
Well, she would take all credit for all of that.
She would, of course.
And say he's lucky to be married to her.
Right. Does your dad know it's Saturday?
My dad, yes, he is aware it's Saturday.
Or does he just follow in her wake?
He follows what she tells him to do.
As any good man in his 80s?
He's probably doing his chores.
All right, exactly. Right, honey-do list. Exactly.
Yes.
So what's going on? You're getting a lot of calls from our listeners, not only wanting to sell, but wanting to move out of the state. How could you help those listeners relocate in other areas?
Well, yes, I have had a lot of people, almost all of my sellers in the last year have been people that are jumping ship on Illinois and heading south for the most part. I've had a lot of Florida, a lot of Georgia, a lot of Tennessee. So it's doable, but my advice to people who are looking to sell right now is the market's crazy everywhere. So, and I'm sure that most people are somewhat aware of kind of what's going on in the market, but just a couple really quick stats. But the average housing cost is up by 20% in terms of sale price from this time last year. And there's 53% less homes on the market than there were a year ago. So you're really in a weird seller's market right now. And if you are looking to get out of the state, you definitely have to have a game plan, because you can sell your house quickly, but what's that going to do for you if you have nowhere to go? So that's one of the things that I do with my sellers. One of the services is sit down way in advance and have a game plan. So if you want to go to Florida, I'm going to make sure you're linked up with the best agent in Florida so that you can get into a contract there or plan what you want to do. But as far as Illinois goes, then yeah, I can sell your house quickly.
And what number should they call?
224-772-4086.
312-981-7200. Lady in Glenview, Mike Houston, who've been sitting there very patiently for an hour and 52 minutes, had some challenges upstairs with her heating and air conditioning, and it was a roofing problem instead of a heating and air conditioning problem. Can you explain to our listeners more what the challenge was and how you solved that?
All right, so getting back to the heating and air conditioning, one of the things I suggest to people is to make sure that their system is working well and is balanced. And I know, Rich, you know exactly what I mean by that, because that helps.
What does it mean?
It means you have, and Rich, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but you have an equal amount of intake to your system as you do exhaust or output to your system. So if you have 5 square feet of air coming into your system, you've got 5 square feet of air heat or air conditioning blowing out at the same time.
Right. The furnace can only put out what it takes in.
Right. So the bottom line is that was good. What happened or what was happening was her attic was heating up bad with the sun and the heat. The attic was like 130, 140 degrees. We went up there. We determined that she needed additional ventilation to cool the attic. The attic was pushing the heat down in the second story and not helping. So she had an 8-year-old roof. She didn't need a new roof, so we added ventilation. She had no eaves. So there's products out there that allowed us to produce an intake, and of course products out there that we use to extend or make better her exhaust. We cooled the attic temperature by close to 30 degrees.
What should the temperature in the attic be? You said 140 is too hot. What's ideal?
obviously, it depends on the temperature and the sun.
Sure, outside, but, right. I mean, in the middle of the summer, when it's 125 degrees outside, the attic's going to be hot. And when it's 40 below, the attic's going to be cold. But like, on a normal day today, 70 degrees, overcast, what should the attic be?
Today, it should be very close to what it is outside.
Okay.
But on a 90-degree day with the sun beating down, if it's 100 out in the attic, it's fair. It's going to be warmer than the outside air, but as long as you have a balanced air vent system of intake and exhaust, whereas the heat rises, it just simply escapes out of the exhaust, but as it escapes out of the exhaust, it creates low pressure, which draws the air from the outside in, which keeps the attic at a decent, regular temperature that is manageable for an air conditioning system that would otherwise be overtaxed. We fixed it for her. We gave her intake, which she didn't have, and we increased her exhaust. It made a huge difference.
How long did that take?
A day.
So she called you from the show, had challenges upstairs with the heat. Easy attic access? Because some homes don't have easy attic access.
It was easy enough, but in order to do the work, we really didn't need attic access. I looked up in the attic, and there were signs that she needed additional ventilation, both from inside the attic and outside. So you go on the roof and you check it out. You see two vents on a 40 by 50 home, which is 2,000 square feet. That's not enough.
How many should it have?
It depends on code. I can't do the math real fast in my head, but
more than two?
More than two. 150 to one. 150 square inches to every foot of, or every 100 feet of attic space. So she should have had close to 300 square inches of exhaust and intake. So we gave that to her, and now it made a huge difference. Her air conditioning is able to handle the heat in the second floor.
That's a shame.
Well, yeah, I know. Rich is like, damn it. No, but how many times do you see that challenge with a roofing company, that the roofing company has with the heating and air conditioning, right? Because I'm sure that the owner's thinking, that you know, the damn air conditioning is not keeping up. So how many times a year does this come up?
Quite a few times, and we see a lot of times where they'll have insulation blown in, and they block the vents coming up from the soffit.
Right.
They don't put rafter mates in to let that air get up from the vent, and so we end up having to pull the insulation back, put in rafter mates. It makes a big difference. And then on the roof, like Mike said, you need enough of the roof vents to let the heat out.
How much of an investment in the roof did that listener have to put into her house in order to overcome that challenge?
Under $1,500.
Yes. Under $1,500.
We gave her intake. We gave her exhaust.
And what would some unscrupulous companies have done to that listener?
Well, they might have. An unscrupulous heating and air conditioning company might have said, hey, you know, let's increase your system by 50%. An unscrupulous roofer would have said, hey, you need a new roof, and we'll put, you know, a new ventilation system and hopefully a correct one. But right. She had an 8-year-old roof. She didn't need a $10,000 roof. She needed a $1,500 increase of ventilation in the roof.
And the roofer should have done that.
Absolutely.
So, Mike, one more thing is that I would bet a lot of roofers wouldn't know how to get that ventilation without a soffit.
They don't, but there are products out there.
Yep.
Edge Vent is one product that we use a lot that you cut a hole on the roof and put this edge vent on the roof.
All right, I got to take a quick break. Phone number quick.
It's 1-888-4-ROOFER, 1-888-476-6337.
You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Coming up next, news and Joe Brand's unbelievably amazing and exciting sports report. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720, WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Lindholm Roofing, Next Door and Window, and Baird and Warner Realtor Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. You get podcasts of previous shows. You could also get videos of previous shows as well. We make videos of all of our of all the shows and break it up into little bits of informational nuggets, if you will, so our listeners can enjoy it after the show. 312-981-7200. And every Saturday at noon, we have a what we like to call a first responder spotlight, where we put the spotlight on first responders, medical professionals that keep us safe and healthy every single day. And this week we are recognizing Police Chief Jim Bianchi, Sergeants Jerry Eichmeyer, Daniel Whitecotton, and Jeremy Eisenberg, as well as the 9 police officers and 3 civilian support staff of the Sandwich Police Department. We purchase food for the fine men and women of the Sandwich Police Department from Santa Fe Restaurant, which is owned by Mario Jimenez. And we have both the Chief Bianchi and Mario on the line. How are you, Chief? Let's start with the Chief. We always start with the police chief, Joe, for obvious reasons.
Makes sense.
You know, when for that instance where I might be speeding through Sandwich, might be like, hey, you know, Chief Bianchi, like, yeah.
Yeah, seems like you're always speeding through a sandwich.
I'm always speeding through
a sandwich,
something or a pizza. How are you, Chief?
I'm doing well. How are you, David? Thank you for having us.
No, thanks for doing what you do and keeping the fine men and women up in Sandwich safe and sound and healthy and protected. Where is Sandwich for our listeners that have no idea where Sandwich is?
We're just out. We're part of DeKalb and Kendall counties, so we're like mid central Illinois. Just west of Yorkville and Oswego.
For those that, and I've got a little informational sheet here, Chief. In case you didn't know, your mayor's name is Richard Robinson. It was established in 1859. Spans DeKalb and Kendall counties. You have a population of 7,418, according to the 2019 census. Surrounding towns, as the chief just mentioned, Plano North, Northville, Little Rock. Are those correct, Chief? Plano, Northville, and Little Rock?
Yes, sir.
All right. The residents are known as sandwich people, Joe. Bet you didn't know that. Sandwich is the home of the Sandwich Fair, Chief, which first started its annual livestock show in DeKalb County, originally known as the Union and Agricultural Institute. It first opened in 1858. Since 1888, the Sandwich Fair has been held yearly on Wednesday through Sunday after Labor Day. It's one of the oldest continuing county fairs in the state of Illinois, drawing daily crowds of more than 100,000 people. I had no idea. With the top attendance day reaching more than 200,000 fairgoers. Chief, if you need any extra help during that, you know, I've been known to be good with crowd control. Just throwing it out there, Chief, if you want
to. We need to get people to leave.
Or just to control them. Notable people from the fine town of Sandwich. Hugh Braun, 1910 through 1987, vocalist, arranger, composer, and actor who played the role of Mr. Green Jeans on the children's television show Captain Kangaroo. I didn't know that Mr. Green Jeans was from Sandwich. How are you, buddy? How are the people in Sandwich, and how's the police force in Sandwich today, Chief?
Oh, everybody in Sandwich, it's a wonderful community. My wife and I moved here, and our family moved here 8 years ago, and they've been nothing but welcome. They are a very loving community. It's rural, farming, and light industry, and it's just everybody out here just makes everybody feel welcome.
I want you to know that you were nominated by a listener. One of your staff's mothers listens to the show. I get a text message out of the blue, an email out of the blue. Why don't you do Sandwich? Sandwich Police Force. I'm like, okay, great. I don't know anybody in Sandwich Police Force. Why don't you connect me with somebody? She's like, my son works at the Sandwich Police Department. I'm like, well, that's great. Thank you. What's his name? Boom. I get a text message from the officer. My mom told me to call you. So,
perfect.
So boom. I'm like, great. You're in. Hook me up with the chief. We got hooked up with the chief, and here we are. So for the businesses out there, Chief, how are the businesses doing in Sandwich?
Well, you know, like with every other community, our businesses were hit with COVID-related matters. But, they work together, and they kind of helped each other. Our Chamber of Commerce was really strong, supporting all the businesses and trying to keep, as much possible going in town as they could. So I mean, we survived, but it's like anything else. If it's not for the community as a whole, you're not going to sustain yourself.
And one of the backbones of any community, Chief, are the restaurants. And you selected Santa Fe Restaurant, owned by Mario Jimenez, who's on the line with us. How was the food that Mario dropped off for the team yesterday?
Oh, it was fantastic. Mario always provides a great product, and it's such a great atmosphere in his restaurant. And we really appreciate Mario and, of course, you stepping up and helping my men and women with lunch and dinner.
Good deal. Mario, you there, buddy?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, how long you own Santa Fe Restaurant and Sandwich?
My dad opened Santa Fe and Sandwich in 1991.
Wow, 1991. So that is unbelievable. So you've been in business for more than 20 years. That's phenomenal. That's great. It will be
30 years in December 9th.
Well, that's why I said more than 20. Let's not get specific, Mario. It's my show.
I've seen you struggle with that.
I know.
I'm sorry. It won't happen again.
I'm doing the math here. And then Mario steps on it. Mario, 30 is greater than 20. I said more than 20. Stay in your lane, Mario.
I understand, David, but I seem to look on your face like that. Right.
I'm like, wait a minute. I think that's 30, but if I say more than 20, I'll be safe. And then Mario's like, well, no, the mortgage guy can't even hit.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
No, you're absolutely right. It's more than 20.
Right. Get back in your lane there, Mario. So, what is your specialty, Mario? If anybody in the sandwich area wants to stop in there and grab something for lunch and dinner, what should they be expecting when they stop in a Santa Fe restaurant?
You know, we try to cater to the community, David, and then I can't pick one item that will stand out more than the others. And I'm not trying to avoid the question. It's just that it's amazing how sometimes, some days, one thing sells like crazy, and the next day is something else. Mm. But, you know, we try to, like I said, you know, try the best we can and, you know, cater to the community. And
all right, how about this? Can I get a cheeseburger there?
Definitely, sir.
Can I get a grilled chicken sandwich there?
Oh, for sure.
All right, I'm trying to help you out here, Mario.
No, wait a second. That pizza, crust.
You know, we believe it or not, for being a Mexican restaurant, a lot of people brag about our cheeseburgers.
Well, that's why I'm asking. I've had some of the best cheeseburgers I've had were in Mexican restaurants. Obviously, you've got the guac, and you've got the burritos, and you've got the chimichangas, and you've got the tortillas, and you've got the tacos, right? Not that I've ever eaten any of that with this body of mine, because I work out, okay? And I work out not to stay healthy, but to eat, okay? That's a whole nother story for another, you know, for another day, Mario. Does your guacamole have tomatoes in it?
No, sir.
There you go. I don't understand restaurants that put tomatoes in their guacamole.
Yeah, you really shouldn't.
Not authentic.
For people that don't like tomatoes, it just screws the whole thing. So, Mario, what did you drop off to the Sandwich Police Department yesterday for the fine men and women to enjoy?
We did something simple like tacos, and we had chicken and ground beef tacos, you know, rice and beans, the typical, you know, Mexican dinner.
If our listeners want to, are you open for dinner? Are you open, or is it still takeout? Or are listeners sitting in your restaurant?
No, we are open for business now. We are doing dine-in, and, you know, we're trying to do 50% capacity, and so far, the community has responded great to our restaurant, and we appreciate that very much.
Joe would like to know what type of tequila.
Do you have a bar there?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Yeah. And
tell us a little bit about your bar.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about specifically the tequila in the bar for Joe Hogle.
What kind of tequilas would you like? Do you like the silvers? Do you like the añejos? Do you like the
añejos? Añejo's good.
Añejo, we have. My favorite is Don Julio Añejo. You know, it's just a great tequila. It has a great flavor. We have like 30 different tequilas, you know, just to try something.
Very done. Good. All
that'll
right.
Get you through noon, Joe.
Yeah. That'll get you through about 12:30, maybe.
It's lunch time.
Okay. So, Chief, for our listeners out there that are thinking about ordering in from Santa Fe, you give it the thumbs up, I would assume, right?
Oh, it's fantastic food, yes.
All right. And Mario, if our listeners want to reach out to order food or stop in and eat there tonight, have a couple of margaritas, maybe a couple of shots with Joe Hogle, he's going to make a special appearance eventually. Where are you located, and what number should they call?
We are located at 132 East Church Street, and our phone number is 815-786-6737.
132 Church Street in the town of Sandwich, correct?
Correct.
All right. And, Chief, if our listeners want to be thankful for other police officers and first responders, a little thank you every once in a while, passing by, give them a little hoot, toot on the horn with the thumbs up, that goes a long way. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, David. Absolutely. We try to be out in the community and be as open to our community's needs and communication. And every time they wave at us, it just shows that they trust us, and that's very important.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys, both of you, taking your time. And who are you nominating for next week, Chief? A sheriff department, I think, right?
Yes, Kendall County Sheriff and Sheriff Dwight Baird. They're just a great organization, and they try to be front of the bus, so to speak, you know, kind of out there looking to improve their connection to the community. It's a great organization.
All right. Well, thank you for what you do, Chief. Thank you for what you do, Mario, and congratulations on making it through the pandemic, both of you. And appreciate you joining the show. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Carol out in Chicago, you have a question for Joe.
Yes, I'm having my home prepared to put it on the market in the next week or two. And I haven't had a broker or realtor come out to take a look at it yet. But I did have it appraised. Anyway, I'm hearing all of this talk about how quickly homes are selling, and I'm in a pretty good area on the northwest side. And I wanted to ask a question. Is there any room for negotiation with a broker on the commission? I know commission is averaging like 5 to 6%.
The commission question, Joe. Dun, dun, dun.
Come on, you want me to
help?
You want me to help you?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It obviously, each agent has their own individual commission structure, and so I can't speak to them. But I don't believe in discounting commission. I already have a very competitive commission rate, and going lower. There's so many services that you need, even if it's quote unquote an easy time to sell. There's so many things that you need a professional for. You need to know the actual, besides looking on like realtor.com or Zillow.com or even an appraiser's valuation, you need to know what the real estate market is doing and in your neighborhood. So you really need a professional opinion on price. You also need a professional to help navigate through offers. Even if you get multiple offers and they're above asking price, that doesn't necessarily mean that you got a great offer. You need an agent that will be able to vet that offer, make sure that the buyer's fully qualified. I work with David Hochberg here, so I always, you know, would defer to make sure that the person that's trying to buy your house will be able to.
Who's coming through your house?
Right. And right now, there's a record number of agents. In the history of this country, there's more real estate agents right now than ever before. And with this crazy market, I see it every single day, people writing offers way above ask. The house is not going to appraise. It's not even going to close. So when you get some of these inexperienced agents, you might be setting yourself up for failure if you just grab the highest offer.
You're like ants at a picnic. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You need to. It's serious stakes, and you don't want to be 6-8 weeks in thinking you're on your way to closing and then things fall through.
I totally get that. I understand. That's why I wanted to have a real estate agent come in and take a look at it, because I understand all of those variables are really important. I don't want to have any problems
right
when I get to closing.
You also should do a pre-inspection before hitting the market. So any other like remaining questions, if you haven't had your chimney looked at or if you haven't had someone look at your roof, I have someone come in and do that complimentary for you. So it's just added assurance. So I would be happy to give you a consultation on how much your home is worth and how much it would probably get offers on. So I'm happy to do that for you.
Hang on, Carol. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Jan and McHenry, how are you? Jan and McHenry, how are you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess Jan would like to know here on the screen, do you do Rich Dykstra, do you do duck work cleaning in McHenry County?
Absolutely, we do.
Okay, how far north will you go?
That's about the end of it, right there.
So how far west will you go?
We'll go out to DeKalb.
You'll go to DeKalb County.
Right.
Okay.
You did our offices in Algonquin with no problem.
Yeah, we did.
All right, hang on. We've got Jan back. How are you, Jan?
I'm good, David. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard it, but Rich will go. His company, Dykstra Home Services, will clean ducks in McHenry.
Okay, he better tell his office that.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you.
Yeah, we do the clean and seal. No problem. We'll go to McHenry. I apologize for them not saying that. I will talk to him Monday. You bet.
Okay. And can I just either go online or call your office? Because you're who I want.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah, just give the office a call first thing Monday. I'll have your name.
Yeah.
And I'll have them call you. Have them call you Monday morning.
Somebody will call you Monday morning, and if Rich might even call you on the way home, because you want him, right? How bad?
Bad.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't want Rich bad?
I was going to say, we get that a lot, Rich.
We want Rich.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble. I got to tell you.
Especially after the octopus explanation.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You can actually picture that in your head still.
There's a biplane.
I'm an environmental engineer by trade, so I get it.
So she gets it.
That's exciting for her.
There's a biplane outside pulling a flag, like those banners you see on the beaches. We want Rich. Jan? We only want Rich. Thanks, Joe, for pointing that out to me. I misread the sign. It was going by so slowly.
I only want to be Rich.
I only want to be like Rich.
Oh, be like Rich.
Which do you prefer, Jan? Do you like Rich? You only want Rich? Or do you want to be like Rich? Which one? B, or C?
I want Rich.
Okay.
Bad. All of the above.
I want Rich bad.
I need it with a little more passion. One more time, Jan. Go.
I need Rich to get my ducks cleaned.
All right, you could have stopped that need Rich. All right, we'll cut it that she wants Rich and needs Rich. You guys could do that, and we'll have a drop coming back. Jan, hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We don't know what the hell we're doing here, okay? I mean, these folks at WGN, turn the keys over for 3 hours on a Saturday.
That's one of the things, I don't care how good our business is that there's going to be miscommunications at times, and we're here to clean it up, all right? So we do clean up a lot of that.
I got a text message from somebody saying that I called earlier in the week and nobody called me back.
I believe that, though.
No, stop.
You really let stuff fall through the crack, David. I'm serious, David.
We record every call, and the phone number didn't come up, so one of my team members is calling.
You can call David's number at 2 in the morning, and he's going to answer.
Yes, because we have a service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago at AM 720 WGN. The phone lines, the photo line, and the text line, the Mega Pros photo, phone, and text line is the same number, 312-981-7200. Special shout out to my girlfriend, Sarah, who's listening. Thanks for the support. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago at AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line, 847-RICH. Duck cleaning, guys, phone number, please.
800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
312-981-7200, Mike, 773. Chuck, home inspector. What are the vent devices that they use to add without the soffit?
It's called Edge Vent, or that's at least one of the products that gets installed either down close to the gutter line or maybe 3-4 feet up, as long as you stay above the insulation and any headers that are down at the bottom by the fascia.
630, Joe, my bathroom tile is in great shape.
So I see the picture.
Yeah, want to remove the blue strip. Well, hang on. I just want to say, want to remove the blue strip on the walls and also the blue diamonds on the floor. Yes, blue is not my color. Go ahead.
Yes, it can be done. Hopefully, you have some extra tiles we could replace because something's going to get chipped, right?
But so they have a blue border. Is that what it's called on the wall?
Actually, we have the same thing in the bathroom that I remodeled at my house 25 years ago. So I completely understand. And yes, we can pull the little dots out, and we can pull the strip out, and we can do that for you.
And it says Judy Hogle. Text is from Judy Hogle.
Actually, when I seen the picture, I'm thinking, did Judy actually send us it?
She hates the bathroom.
Yes, she does.
312-981-7200. 708. We have a crack in our farmhouse apron sink that is undermounted to the granite countertops. I believe it is cast iron sink with the ceramic porcelain glaze. Can it be reglazed, or do we need a new sink? Joe?
We do have somebody that reglazes for us at Mega. The other one I would check with is, quite honestly, that Modern Method.
All right.
I can't guarantee that, but you can finish it. I don't know if it's going to be...
If the finish is cracked, you can redo it. But yes. If the sink is cracked, I don't see how you can fix it.
You're thinking of Miracle Method.
Miracle Method.
Miracle right. Method, David Haas.
Good, I think.
Modern Method.
Modern Method?
You were close. Started with an M.
Yeah, I don't really like the name.
Yeah, but we're not going to like...
It sounds like magical or something.
We're not going to stick on that at all. It's okay. Miracle Method, not model. Yeah,
I understand. Miracle Method. Because you don't want me to stick on it.
I just don't want you to continue to stick on the same subject. Miracle Method, by the way. Right. Dave. That would be me. If I sell my house and move in with my girlfriend, but I don't use that money for a few years, do I have to pay some crazy tax on it? Jill, you want to take that?
Well, from what I know of capital gains taxes, it depends on the amount that you make and whether... Is that correct, David Hochberg?
Well, the correct answer is call a tax preparer or your CPA, because that's a great question.
Very good. But we can talk about moving in with a girlfriend a little bit.
Yeah.
The pros and cons.
You're going to pay. I'm telling you right now, you're going to pay for moving in with your girlfriend.
You want to elaborate that? Speak from experience?
No, I'm just stressing the word pay. You're going
to
pay.
And you're not going to be able to write it off either.
Yes. There's no physical, there's physical tax.
All right, turn his microphone off. 630, I'm looking for a company that will remove an existing split rail fence by pulling the current posts, Then the new posts will go in the existing homes. I'm located in Western Kane County. Do you know what this person's talking about?
The existing holds.
The existing holds. Well, that's what it said, pulling. That's why. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Pull a fence out, put a fence in.
So you could do it, or Peerless, or one of the two?
Actually, Peerless, where's that at?
Western Kane County.
It might be better for Peerless to do it. It's not like a handyman thing. It's a fence you want.
Peerless Fence. We will get their name and number for you momentarily. Peerless Fence is one of the fine experts on our show, and I will get that number for.
And they're good. They've been working for Mega customers.
They put the fence in my new house. They're phenomenal. 773. Thank you to Mega Pros, Joe, Dexter Home Services, and Team Hochberg for helping the new Baddish home. You said that earlier. So that's a text from Roger.
I just thought it was cool because he's a big shot, right?
He is a big shot. He's a big shot news guy here. He's and if you don't believe it, just ask him, and until he'll tell you.
Okay.
I'm a big shot at WGM. 773. Listening in my garage while assembling patio furniture. So thank you very, very much. 224, Rich, as you said, the caller from earlier that wanted to put the sink-toilet combination, sink-positive toilet sink is the name according to this texter. And you also said that county jails have the same setup.
I believe they do.
Right.
That's what Joe has told me.
Joe, you want to comment on
that? I've seen movies, but you're right. That sink-toilet thing, actually, there is such a thing.
Okay. 312.
On prison movies, you'll see it.
Yeah, you'll see it.
Got it. Not from experience.
No.
Okay, 630. 312. David, the caller talking about the loss of his wife and realtor asking to sell the home. I went through the same thing when my dad passed. Within days, we got mail, phone calls asking to sell his home. It was absolutely horrible, and I could empathize with the caller. People are so cruel. My sympathies to Jim. I think that was his name. You are correct. So thank you. Thank you for having empathy for Jim. If all you realtors out there, I understand you see an opportunity, but for love of God, let him grieve.
Jeez.
Right. It's disgusting.
But you're assuming the worst, go on.
Right. I'm assuming the worst, but if they're calling specifically because they know that somebody passed.
I agree with you.
You should give the family time to grieve. 312-981-7200. We asked that question. You do handle McHenry County. Mr. Dykstra, here's one for you, Jill. 815. As an appraiser, I see so many people selling their homes by themselves and leaving thousands of dollars on the table. Get a realtor. That's from an appraiser in the 815 area code, which is kind of nice to hear. I'm sure all the realtors out there are like, hey, damn straight, power to the people. And this one, before we hit the break, and then we're going to get to Mimi in Highland Park after the break, that just called in. 630 wants to know, the by the name of Dean, Rich, he would like to know what the name of the company that does the duct cleaning, D-U-C-T, and the phone number that he could call to schedule an appointment.
That would be Dykstra Home Services, 1-800-421-3220.
All right, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We have Mimi in Highland Park, which is in my neighborhood, Joe, on the North Shore.
Really your neighborhood.
Well, it's close.
No.
It's closer than Algonquin.
Yeah, that's true.
Highland Park, little geography test for all you kids in the back seat. Northbrook is closer to Highland Park than Algonquin.
Very true.
So that would be considered my backyard as opposed
to... Algonquin's closer to Lake Geneva,
right,
if you want to know
right,
the truth.
Right, which is like a long way away.
You're right.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Mimi from Highland Park about what she's... she wants to talk about tax increases and how it's impacting her. Great. Great, great topic, real estate taxes. Listen up, elected officials.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's AmericaPro's call, text, and photo line. Rich, you got a pancake breakfast you want to plug?
Yes, we do. Tomorrow at the Chicago South Elks Lodge in Crestwood, Illinois. It's $9 for all-you-can-eat pancakes.
All right. Well, and where's the what's the address?
4428 West Midlothian Turnpike in Crestwood.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 708, Joe. The exact same thing happened to me with realtors on the prowl. My husband passed away several years ago. Within that week, I had mail from realtors about selling my house. It's a real thing, which is disgusting.
It is. And
I understand from a business aspect why they're doing it, but for the love of God, give the family time to grieve.
Yeah.
I mean, you just buried or you just lost a loved one. I mean,
it's totally tactless and just cold, and you obviously are there for the money if you're within 48 hours of pouncing on someone who just lost someone. It's not the way to get business. You got to be respectful of people, and if you really want to help them, give them some time and then be, you know, kind about it, how you reach out.
A little sympathetic. A little empathetic.
Ambulance chasers are not cool.
Right. In any industry.
In any industry.
Mimi in Highland Park.
Hello.
How are you?
I am fine, thank you.
What's going on?
My question is, I'm considering buying a house that is listed at 2.7 to 2.8 million as an investment and moving money from one property to another, which I can do. But I am concerned about real estate taxes. There are a lot of these houses that haven't been sold since, maybe 1990 or such a matter. They may have had a market value of 1.6. Now it's going to like 2.7, 2.8. A lot of these are being sold. What do you see happening to the real estate taxes?
Well, here, we live in Illinois, and our county officials can't control themselves. So you live in Lake County. You're north of Lake Cook Road, right? Are you in Lake County?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're going to get drilled. And on a non-owner-occupied property, it's even worse than an owner-occupied property. So if you got a $2.2 million home as an owner-occupied, you're looking at $50,000 on that home easily. And on a non-owner-occupied, you're probably looking at $60,000 to $75,000. And you could thank your fine county representatives up there and the drunken bastards that can't control themselves down in Springfield to get this state, you know, righted and bring in people to work so we could have tax revenues that everybody's moving out of the state. I say if you're going to spend 2 point whatever on an investment property in Lake County, you better buy it right because those taxes are going to crush you. Jill, quick comment.
Taxes are, you got to look at that when you're making an investment into a property because that can make a huge, huge difference for resale. It could be hard to appeal those taxes, but at the very least, you should look into the legal aspects of how do they have any taxes exemptions. You should probably consult with a real estate attorney and a tax specialist because a lot can be done with those taxes, but usually you have to purchase the property to do the appeal.
Okay. We could get you hooked up with... I'm sorry.
Force a Do you think this will force a reevaluation in the area?
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. They're drunken sailors that can't control themselves. They can't cut anything. They can't consolidate anything. Okay, that's the problem. They can't consolidate any services. And yes, I'm speaking loudly because we've talked about this over the past 15 years. These county officials are pigs. Okay, they don't want to consolidate anything to cut our expenses. Okay, and that is driving up real estate taxes. The only person that did it was Jack Franks and McHenry, right?
You're exactly right.
Jack Franks did an amazing job. He came in and said, I'm cutting taxes. And what did Jack Franks do? He did.
He consolidated townships.
He consolidated townships. He consolidated resources, and he cut taxes. Nobody in Cook County or Lake County or any other county have got the stones to do what Jack Franks did. Okay, and that's what needs to be done, Mimi. But we're going to send you Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312-981-7200. Dolores in Chicago, you have a question for Mike.
Yes. About 20 years ago, somebody recommended two guys that would come in and put two roof fans on my house in the summertime to take the excess heat off of my second floor. I think one of those roof fans aren't working anymore because the front bedroom is pretty hot. The back bedroom is okay. I wonder who I should call to find out if those roof fans are working.
Hang on, Mike.
Company.
Do you sleep in the front or the back bedroom?
The back bedroom.
All right. Okay. Well, there goes that joke. All right, Mike, go.
It's easy enough to, if the attic is easy enough to access, it's probably easy enough to test the fan. So if you want to call someone, call Lindholm Roofing at 1-888-476-6337, and we will send one of our qualified experts out to check into that for you.
Hey, Dolores.
Oh, thanks.
Mike's on his way to Stickney after the show. He's going to call you. He's going to call. He doesn't even know where the hell Stickney is.
He doesn't know where it's at. He just knows it's far away.
But he's going. But
I know now.
He's going to call you after the show and talk about it, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor
Maybe
Cleaning product.
Stop at Dolores.
Thanks. Hey, I love it.
And move to the front bedroom because it makes a funnier joke if you were in the front bedroom, for God's sake. Rich, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
Lindholm Roofing, Mike Houston.
1-888-4-ROOFER, 1-888-476-6337 or LindholmRoofing.com.
Jill Van Riet.
224-772-4086 or JillVanRiet.com.
Mega Pros, Joe. Mega Pros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
Are you satisfied with today's show?
I kind of enjoyed it. It got a little long in the end. But here, what are you doing after this?
What the hell does that mean?
Got a little going long. To sandwich.
Maybe it was a sandwich. What are you doing after this?
I'm going to pick up my wife's new car. You have been listening. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Homes from Chicago on AM720 WGN. I carry the crown. Nothing can break
me down. The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Lindholm Roofing, Next Door and Window, and Baird and Warner Realtor Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Coming up at 1, the GMR Grand Prix, an IndyCar Series race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, live on WGN Radio. I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody for listening to today's show. Go to WGNDavid.com for podcasts, videos, and all of our experts' contact information. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. Baby, don't you wanna go back to that same old
Chicago. Well, what I want is two. 6 and 2 is 8. Come on, baby, don't you make me.